We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ron, we've spent a lot of time on the Hall and Capitis fan hotline today, and as luck would have it, we have Steelers beat man Jeff Hathorn on the line right now because Steeler-related headlines are popping up left and right. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm good, Joe. How are you, Ron?
Jeff?
We've never been better. We've never been better, and we're wondering about this Hugh Jackson situation. What was your first reaction to hearing about that?
That I would love to have a hidden camera in the offensive meeting rooms was my first thought. Second thing is, it doesn't hurt to interview people. I mean, maybe pick a new idea. Maybe you learn something that you hadn't before. And maybe sometimes you find out stuff about someone that was different than what you thought, and it becomes the right hire. I don't think there's anything wrong with interviewing as long as you're not, you know, toying with somebody or doing it just to fill a quota. I think I would interview as many people as I could for opportunities.
It still seems like Matt Canada is the odds-on favorite to get that job, though. Jeff, what do you think the holdup is? And we were talking earlier about Jerry Dulac's story, saying they might want to try to get the offensive line coach first before they hire a coordinator, which I don't know if it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I don't think it does to me either, because I think I would want my offensive coordinator being a part of that decision, since they're going to be working very closely together. My thought is that maybe you just hire that person because that person's hired by Tomlin and is kind of Tomlin's guy in the offensive room, if you will, because Mike spends so much time with the defense. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't quite understand why you go offensive line first, unless, you know, you have someone that you definitely, and that's just going to be the order of how it happens, because you need to lock in that O-line coach that you want.
Are you bullish on the idea of Matt Canada?
I still am. I mean, again, Hugh Jackson is a lot more experienced. There are other coaches out there with more experience. But I've always liked the innovation that Matt Canada's brought. Wherever he's gone, they've had good offenses. With the exception of whatever the hell happened at LSU. That's the one that is a red flag, I guess, and the fact that he hasn't done it at this level. But I think it was inspired to hire him last year to bring his ideas. And since I believe that, I guess I also believe that if he would be in control of the offense, there could be some things we haven't seen that are more in line with today's game than maybe we've seen over the last few years with this offense.
Well, the other story today is that has them interviewing Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback from Washington, who, you know, had some real serious maturity issues down there. They released him, gave up on him really quickly. What do you make of that? You think there's any chance of there being any kind of seriousness over that?
Yeah, kind of like with talking to different coaches. Why not? See where his head's at. See what he's thinking. See what he would accept as a salary. You know, if he's looking to reestablish himself, even though he's only been in the league a short time, but if he's willing to take a Jameis Winston type contract, and you feel when you graded him that he was a first round talent, maybe those maturity issues change. And if it doesn't, I mean, what's the risk? I think it's a very low risk. If Roethlisberger comes back, he's your third. If Mason is back, he's your backup. So you're not really investing a lot if you can get him cheap. And you know what? Obviously, I mean, we've seen other Steelers that have had maturity issues. Some have matured better than others, Roethlisberger being one of them. I mean, maybe what Dwayne Haskins would need is to sit in a room for a year with Ben, and Ben could tell him about how he's changed his life. And that would be someone that Haskins would listen to it and all of a sudden that first-round talent becomes your next quarterback.
Jared on the Hall and competed. I started asking Ron, how does it look that Alabama appears to be putting together a higher-profile offensive staff than the Steelers with Bill O'Brien and Doug Marrone? I thought Doug Marrone would have been a great guy here as coordinator or line coach. I'll ask you that same question, Jeff. I mean, if it winds up being Matt Canada and Hank Fraley, would you be happy with that?
Let me say this about Hank Fraley. I think Fraley's an offensive line coach on the rise. I've read a couple of different articles about him. You know, he's been at three different college jobs as offensive line coach and was an assistant with the Vikings before ending up with Detroit. Haley's the guy who had to work for everything he's gotten. I like those type of guys as coaches because they've played different positions. They've dealt with a roster, you know, hanging on the edge to make a roster and what it takes to be better than everybody else because you were undrafted. I think Fraley could bring that. I don't know how much he brings as a run game coordinator, but if you have an experienced offensive line coach, or excuse me, experienced offensive coordinator, I don't know how much that makes or how much difference that makes. So him and Canada, I don't think it's so bad. You know, Doug Marrone, I just wonder this with Doug Marrone. If Marrone is trying to become a college head coach again, the Alabama move makes absolute sense. And coming to the Steelers as an offensive line coach makes little sense because I don't think that helps his resume as an you know, to be a college coach again. And I think this too, if you're an experienced offensive line coach, is the Steelers situation really good? I mean, how do you further your career when you're looking at a rebuild of a line that's going to take some time? I mean, that may not be the best career move. I know everybody here thinks, you know, every Steeler assistant job is the best job out there. But if I'm looking at it and I have other options, I wouldn't think the Steelers would be high on my list.
Well, we were talking earlier, too. I mean, Alabama pays more than any other college in the country. And you're almost guaranteed you're going to win, right? I saw that note. We talked about this last week. Every recruit that Nick Saban has recruited to Alabama has won a national title. I mean, think about that for a minute. I guess if you know the guys you're working with, and apparently Marrone and O'Brien coached together, it seems to make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and I think if you're looking to be a college coach again, that's a rubber stamp. I mean, guys go out of Alabama to get head coaching jobs all over the place. So I think that's a natural fit. And you mentioned it pays better, and yeah, you have to recruit, but it's such a machine now at Alabama. It's not like trying to rebuild a program where you're out all the time. And, of course, rules are a little bit different right now with COVID.
Jeff, I should have asked the Dwayne Haskins question differently because I momentarily forgot you're an Ohio State guy. So you watched probably every pass of his career. Do you think he was overdrafted? And do you think the kid is talented enough to be a starter?
So I think there's a little hitch in his throw. And it's just that little bit of time that I always wondered about at the next level. He's got a little bit of mobility, but he's not a guy that's going to run. He can escape a little bit in the pocket. I think he benefited from the talent around him. That doesn't mean he was a bad quarterback, but I didn't know if he was a first-round guy to begin with. Now, obviously, Washington had a different thought process there. He's accurate. He was a good leader for them. I just wonder about the way he throws the ball and if he's quick enough in today's game. Not that he's slow, but he doesn't bring any element of being able to run. There's nothing to me that sets him apart and says, wow, this guy is special. I think Justin Fields, for example, is going to be a much better pro quarterback than Haskins.
That's just stunning to me, Jeff, how quickly Washington gave up on him. I mean, they just made him a number one pick just 2 years ago. And, I mean, they soured on him. Ron Rivera did so much, they released him at the end of the second, not even at the end of the second year. that's a pretty big white flag for me.
Well, and I think too, Ron, given what's happened in their front office, there's a heightened sensitivity with that organization or of people looking at that organization from the NFL office. And I think that made it an easier decision for them to part ways. But you're right. I mean, if they do think that he's a franchise quarterback, you got to wonder if they do think that, by the way, you know, if they've had enough time around him to realize, like, okay, cutting him is not really going to hurt our building going forward.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man, and we'll talk to you probably next week.
You know, I bet you there'll be more stuff going on before the end of the week. Friday at 5 always is a nice time to hire somebody.
Or Christmas Eve, you can trade the face of the franchise if you're a baseball team, right?
Yes, you could. You could.
Mitch Moreland tickle your fancy at all, Jeff? You want to see him playing first base this year?
Yeah, 8 years ago.
Exactly.
Charrington, I think, tipped his hand with us the other day. He was open about, hey, we'll bring veterans in to trade them in July. And Moreland seems like the poster child for someone that you would bring in with the hope that he would have a good first half and then you could get something for him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thought. We didn't hit on that one really, but anybody they can bring in just like him that you could flip.
Right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.